Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. So to make sure we have a representative sample of all ages, could I ask what is the year of your birth?
1964.
All right. 1964. Perfect. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12th grade.
12th grade. All right. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or of Spanish origin?
No, African-American.
All right. So that'd be a no. African-American. All right. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
Very likely.
All right. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated? 10? All right.
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? And if you could please rate that amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
10, all right. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? And you can select up to 2 issues. So the issues go as criminal justice or like reform / police violence, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, healthcare, climate change, student loan forgiveness, abortion, jobs in the economy, Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, crime and violence, or voting rights and democracy.
Racism.
All right.
And police.
And police. All right. So now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards these people or groups of people. A 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, so it's neutral. And a 0 means that you'll feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you may feel. And if you don't know or if you've never heard of these people and or groups, if you could please indicate so. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
10.
10, all right. What about Democrats in Congress?
10.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
All right. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
You don't know who that is.
All right, no worries. What about Joe Biden?
10.
And what about Republicans in Congress?
0.
All right. So if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or third party or independent candidate? Were you undecided or were you not vote?
Joe Biden.
All right. And if you had to choose between who would you vote for in the 2024 elections for president, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right, Joe Biden. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
The Democrat.
All right. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 elections, would you say that he has kept all of his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some promises, kept a few promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Kept most of them.
All right. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Wants to build black wealth.
Don't know.
All right. No worries. So, but with this kind of like statement or that like kind of the following trait or priorities that they would want to build, would you say that wants to build black wealth, would you say this would make you much more likely to want to support them, somewhat more likely to want to support them, somewhat less likely to want to support them, or much less likely to want to support them?
10.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Likely.
All right. So would that be more likely or less likely?
More likely.
So would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
All right. What about looks out for people like me or like you?
Say the question again.
So one of the priorities or the following traits would be that they look out for people like me or people like you.
It's supposed to look out for everybody, so it shouldn't be a certain race.
All right. So would you say this makes you one of much less likely to support them or somewhat less likely to support them?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less or more?
Less.
All right. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Say that again.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Yes.
All right. So would you be much more likely to support them or somewhat
much
more likely
more
to support
likely.
Them? All right.
Much more likely.
What about someone who secures the border?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. What about someone who defends democracy?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
All right. What about someone who puts people over politics?
More likely.
All right. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right. And what about someone who grows the economy?
Much more.
All right. Perfect. So from the following priorities or traits, if you could please rate them on how you think it describes the Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes the Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means that it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. So the first one is, wants to build black wealth.
0.
All right. What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
10.
Is effective and gets things done?
10.
Is too woke?
5.
Is honest and ethical?
10.
Protects abortion rights?
10.
Fights racism and discrimination.
10.
So next I'm going to read you a few short statements that people have made for each one, And for each one, if you could please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all for Democrats in Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me, with a month's supply of insulin for seniors now at $35, and a senior's out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available, as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
10.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.